Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Berlin, 1961, Kennedy, Khrushchev, and the Most Dangerous Place on Earth, by Frederick Kempe, narrated by Paul Hecht, and directed by Erica Jensen.
Foreword by General Brent Scowcroft. Historians have scrutinized the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 far more deeply than they have the Berlin crisis that preceded it by a year. For all the attention given Cuba, however, what happened in Berlin was even more decisive in shaping the era between the end of World War II in 1945 and German unification and Soviet dissolution in 1990 and 1991. It was the Berlin Wall's rise in August of 1961 that anchored the Cold War in the mutual hostility that would last for another three decades, locking us into habits, procedures, and suspicions that would fall only with that same wall on November the 9th, 1989. Furthermore, there was a special intensity about that first crisis. In the words of William Kaufman, a Kennedy administration strategist who worked both Berlin and Cuba from the Pentagon, Berlin was the worst moment of the Cold War. Although I was deeply involved in the Cuban Missile Crisis, I personally thought that the Berlin confrontation, especially after the wall went up, where you had Soviet and U.S. tanks literally facing one another with guns pointed, was a more dangerous situation. We had very clear indications midweek of the Cuban Missile Crisis that the Russians were not really going to push us to the edge. You didn't get that sense in Berlin. Fred Kemper's contribution to